Time to look at hidden history now. Charles Fay, our historian for the Wake Up Call, joins us. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark and Steve.
So Lego, now not Lego as in the building blocks, but Legos as in the pasta sauce, etc., which actually has one of my favourite ads, this one.
They're on their way. Are you making a pizza?
No, I make the love.
What?
Love it. Fantastic. Now, I didn't realise, but was originally founded in Bendigo.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. You think Lego's an Italian name? Well, no, it's not. It's a Cornish name.
Right.
A very common Cornish name in Penzance and St Just. And St Just was very important for migration to Bendigo. So Legos was founded by Henry Madron Lego, who was born in Eaglehawk, the son of a miner, and grew up in Eaglehawk, educated in Eaglehawk, but established himself as a sort of, I suppose, as a shopman clerk in a big grocery distributing company in Bendigo, and in the 1890s took over that company and turned it from merely distributing groceries to one that manufactured, sort of fruit pulp, jams and the like.
What was his market? Who was he selling these to? Was it to other stores around the country?
Yeah, basically. I think initially he was distributing groceries to Bendigo, sort of suburban grocers, but also around the countryside. And when he moves into jam making and pickle making and the like, his market is, first of all, Bendigo, but also he's looking to Melbourne and other areas around Australia. And that's one of the problems of being in Bendigo.
Mm. So you mentioned there jam and pickles and what have you, but I would think most people now would sort of know Legos primarily for pasta sauce and that, wouldn't they?
Of course they would, yeah. And it's interesting that, I mean, Henry Madron sort of ran the enterprise in Bendigo. I suppose if you read the newspapers about the time of the First World War, he's complaining about competition from Melbourne and the sort of high freight rates to get his produce into Melbourne. And so just after the war, he opens a factory in Abbotsford. He continues to live in Bendigo, and that sort of factory sort of works in Melbourne well into the 1930s, but it's eventually taken over by a Danish firm, Plumrose, and it's they who in the 1970s, I suppose, or in the 1950s, actually, they start to sort of advertise as making tomato paste. But it's that firm that takes on the idea that they're making Italian produce.
Mm.
And I think in the 1870s, they bring out a cookbook called Lego's Italian Cooking.
Wow. So basically, it's a Bendigo company making Italian foodstuffs owned by the Danes. Hey.
and then, of course, the Danes, as in all things, the Americans move in. And they take over from the Danes, and it becomes part of a large American food company.
Right.
Like so many Australian food companies have.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Taking the story back a bit, Charles, did he get into the jam market during the First World War? Was he able to break that market? Because that would have been a huge contract, wouldn't it, supplying jams for the army?
Yeah, he's broken into the jam factory before the First World War, and he realises, well, I think he believes that he's in Bendigo. There's a sort of fruit market around, fruit growing around Bendigo. There's fruit growing in Shepparton. And his idea was that he could get the fruit cheaply, being close to where it was produced. So he's in the jam market well before the war.
Okay. Well, I hope he wasn't left with too much stock. He could have been in quite a jam or in a pickle.
We'll preserve that joke for later.
Yes. Oh, hang on. Here we go. Listen. Hey. On that note, Charles, fascinating. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Okay. See See you later.
Hidden History, Charles Fay joining us. I want to do this one more time.
They're on their way. You making a pizza?
No, I make the love.
What?